Yo, today's QOD is when you change your beliefs, you change your reality. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. It's Throwback Thursday, and we are turning back that clock all the way to episode number 894 and our featured speaker, Joe Vitale. Today, Joe is going to encourage you to take a step back, to become an observer of your limiting beliefs, especially around money, and to question them, to ask yourself a very important question. Is it a belief or is it a fact? Joe Vitale is coming up.
What I ask people to do is question beliefs. Question beliefs. This is one of the reasons you want to be in miracles coaching. You want to have a coach of some sort. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But questioning beliefs, we live in a belief-driven universe. Do you realize that? Mm-hmm. When you change your beliefs, you change your reality. How many here would like to attract money? Now, everybody probably should put up their hands. You know one of the reasons that we don't? And I used to block it. Do you know one of the reasons? Yeah, we have this thought in our head. You can all complete the sentence. Money is the root of all. That's a program in our head. It's not an accurate statement. But it comes from a source we haven't questioned. And if you haven't looked at it like, is that a belief or is that a fact, you can let that run in your unconscious mind as a programming. And that programming will set it up so you don't have much money. It will allow some money. Have you ever noticed that you usually can squeak by? Have you ever noticed that you're able to get just the amount of money you need to pay your bills? I used to think back, how come when I'm in poverty, you know, and I've got this apartment payment and I got this car payment and I'm struggling, how come I'm able to raise just that amount of money? How come? And not much more. It's because we're allowing ourselves to survive, because that's permissible. We allow ourselves to survive, but we don't allow ourselves to prosper. We don't allow ourselves to thrive. Why not? Because of the beliefs we have about money, about deservingness, about success, and about what people do that we hear about. A large part of what's going on is programming from the media. You know, when I was growing up, Gilligan's Island was one of the TV shows on. You remember it, apparently. She's laughing already, like, oh, that one show was great. And if you think about it, there was the older couple who were very wealthy. And when you watch the show, they're a great source of humor. And you enjoy them and you laugh at them and everything, but unconsciously you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to be them. Wealthy people get laughed at. Wealthy people aren't very likable. They're funny. They're strange. And then you watch some of the movies that are out there. One that comes to mind is Wall Street with Michael Douglas and the famous thing about greed is good. And you start concluding that, oh, man, all these people with money and these corporations, they're all ruining their lives. They're all evil. They're all doing things that are bad for the universe or bad for the environment or bad for us. And you forget, you're being programmed by the media. Television, movie, they call that stuff programming for a reason. It's programming you. So you have to watch these shows with an element of awareness so that you can question beliefs. And I tell people, look, you got to learn the difference between beliefs and facts. Beliefs and facts. Most of us are going to make announcements about the world and think that that's the way the world is, not realizing we made an announcement that's a belief, not a fact. Fact is something that's measurable, something that we can all agree on, something science would probably say is true. We can all look at the very same thing and agree on it. But a belief is something we can question, we can change, we may not all agree on it. But you know, the beliefs that operate our lives, they feel like reality. They feel like truth. And most of the time, you don't even know what those beliefs are unless you talk to somebody, which is why I keep telling people, it's why I even created Miracles Coaching, for example, is that you need somebody on the outside to look at what you're saying and what you're doing, because more often than not, you won't notice it. Do you realize there's virtually no limits to what you want to achieve? Virtually none. I mean, I've recreated myself as a musician. A year and a half ago, I had made a commitment that I was going to make this CD and that at the end of this year, listen to this, at the end of this year, I would be standing up and saying, I made my first CD and I give it out at Christmas and say, here's your Christmas present to everybody. But last December, last January, the editor of Austin All Natural Magazine came to me and he said he wanted to put me on the cover of the magazine. And I said, well, that's nice. That's flattering. And I said, for what? And he said, it could be for whatever you want. A new book, it can be for anything. And I thought, well, when? He said, well, the sooner the better, within the next couple of months. And I thought, my original idea was to come out with a CD by the end of this year, but he wants to put me on the cover of the magazine. Could I come out with the CD in 3 months rather than 10 or 11 months? And I sat with this and thought, okay, this is pushing buttons in me, question my beliefs, what's possible? Is it possible? Entirely possible. I went and talked to some of my musician friends and said, look, I want to create a support group. I want to get this done. I want to do it. And in fact, we made it a win-win. Two other musicians and myself all agreed to get a CD done, one each, within 3 months. So it was all done for the magazine. One day before the deadline, all three of us were handing our CDs to each other. And I ended up on the cover of Austin All Natural with my first CD. And to show you how this works, that's cool, right? I'm tickled and everything. I'm showing it on different levels for you. It's like I changed one, wouldn't it be cool to have a CD done by the end of the year, to wouldn't it be cool if I actually had it done in 3 months? And wouldn't it be cool if that's why I was on the cover of the magazine? Please relate to all of this. Whatever you're trying to do, we all go through those periods of insecurity, those periods of questioning things, and I'm talking about questioning beliefs here. This is how it works. You know, I'm questioning beliefs. I'm questioning what's possible. I am actually doubting limits. When people say it's not really possible, I go, why not? Why isn't it possible? What can we achieve? What would be better than even what we've already been talking about? And I keep wanting to up the ante because this is how I'm exploring the gusto of life. You know, is this cool or what?
That was Joe Vitale. His website is joevitale.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Joe Vitale's Clearing Technique Number 2, What Are Your Limiting Beliefs? Hey, head on over to QODmerch.com. Pick up your QOD notebooks, tumblers, coffee mugs, beanies, hats, t-shirts, zip-ups, pullovers. We've got it all over at QODmerch.com. Also, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, join Stitcher Premium for as low as $2.99 a month, and you will hear QOD 100% commercial free. I'm out. I will see you tomorrow with Mr. Zig Ziglar. Have a great day. Peace.